Today, Machiavelli's house is owned by a wine company, and across the road, you can order a Chianti from Machiavelli's vineyard.
Here's to the prince.
Okay.
Now tell me, who do many people come here to visit the home of Machiavelli?
Yes, from all over the world. Many years ago came Tony Blair also.
Really?
Really.
When did he come here?
He came in 1998.
So just a year after he came into power?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What, did you take him around the house?
See, we went around and we gave him, of course, a copy of The Prince.
Did you really?
Yeah.
As an example for Tony Blair when he was running in the 2005 election, Tony Blair decided he had to make a speech on immigration.
Tony Blair said controls on immigration had already had a positive effect.
And when he finished, I said to him, I noticed the teleprompter had gone wrong, because large parts of the speech, you were looking down at your notes as opposed to looking at the camera. What happened? So there's nothing wrong with the teleprompter. Just certain bits of the speech I didn't want shown on television. So I made sure I was looking at my notes so those bits wouldn't be used by the television news. That was the Fox bit.
Did Tony Blair ever talk about the press? Did he ever read it?
I've no idea if he read it. He certainly never talked about it. I think he might be slightly horrified to be thought of as a Machiavellian leader, but I mean it as a compliment.